find it there, then you can't find it anywhere. If you can't find it there, then you can't find it.
CJSF is listener-powered and listener-supported radio. It is awesome to have you joining us here on the radio. Your support means the world to us and keeps the radio awesomeness happening throughout the year. Make a donation to Fund Drive today at cjsf.ca/donate.
Welcome back to the second half of today's program here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's Speak Up, and it is Fun Drive, the 1 week a year where we ask you, dear friend, dear listener, to turn around and support us by making a financial contribution, by donating at cjsf.ca/donate as we strive to reach our fundraising goal of $10,000. About a third of the way towards my show goal for today at $50 of the $150 I'm hoping to raise. So if you want to, you can give me a call at 778-782-2573, or you can just go to cjsf.ca/donate and make a donation now to support local music, to support talk radio, to support content and interviews and other talk programming made by students, made by all kinds of different people. I mentioned earlier that your contributions can help us provide programs that help interns who are people who are looking to get to dip their toes into the world of broadcast media. It can be tough to get your first on-air broadcasting experience. Commercial stations, public broadcasters aren't necessarily willing to sort of throw you on the air without any prior experience, but we'll do that. We will take anyone who's interested in making radio, we'll take them in and provide them with training, provide you with skills and equipment and space and time on the radio to learn how to do it and figure it out. And it's one of my favorite things and about the station is having all these new people come in and discover the joy of making radio and sharing ideas and discussing topics and learning on the radio, both how to make radio, but also just learning about the topic that they might be exploring or what have you. Vivian was one of our interns over the last year, came over and stuck around for quite a while, got into producing and hosting some episodes of this show, Speak Up, as well as conducting interviews and doing, well, a whole bunch of stuff, learning the whole wide variety of things you do when you're one of the limited few people at the radio station 5 days a week. So I'm going to play for you now an interview that Vivian did with Tira Cash, who visited on behalf of SOCA to talk about Black History Month this past February. And this kind of interview and talk programming is really cool and something that, as I said, you don't find anywhere else. So if you are moved by this, as I know you will be, if you find it interesting or heartwarming or inspiring to hear people learning how to do the thing that they're interested in doing and then doing it all in real time, go to cjsf.ca/donate right now and make a contribution of $50 or $100, 90.1. Hey, you want to be real great? Maybe you got $500 kicking around. We won't say no. We would love it. But anything you're able to contribute, we would greatly appreciate. And you can do so by going to cjsf.ca/donate now. This is Vivian with Tierra Cash.
So my name is Tierra Cash. I am a PhD student here at Simon Fraser University in the Social Psychology Department. I work with Dr. Lara Agnan in the Helping and Happiness Lab, and a lot of my research focuses on life transitions and using the strategy of pro-sociality to help mitigate well-being so that people can be happier and healthier when they go through these difficult challenges.
Interesting. Very cool. And we met at an event last week, so the opening ceremony for Black History Month. And could you explain what is Black History Month?
Absolutely. So to give you a little bit of background on myself as well and where I'm coming from, I'm actually from the United States. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and moved here about 2.5 years ago. Black History Month is actually a month that was started in the United States back in the early 20th century by a professor who studied Black history and gave this mandate to the president to say we should be celebrating our histories and specifically the history of Black folks and how it has shaped the United States back then. If I'm not mistaken, and if I am mistaken, I apologize, but I believe that the first time that Black History Month was celebrated here in Canada was in the 1980s. And so it took a little while to get to Canada, but once it did, it is a month to celebrate both the histories, but also the excellence of Black individuals who either are, you know, have generations who were born and raised here, who are folks of immigrant status or migrant status, but talking about the contributions that they've had to each of these countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for explaining that.
Yeah.
And why do you think Black History Month is so important?
Yeah, I think Black History Month is extremely important for many reasons. I'll say I think that those reasons are a bit different, again, depending on where you are. So in the United States, I think the history is important because of the hypervisibility of Black individuals and of the experiences that are TV televised and shown. There needs to be some sort of understanding of, again, the real histories of Black folks in North America and Turtle Island. But in Canada, I think it's really important because there is this air of Black erasure here. And it's not necessarily the fault of Canada or the Canadian government as much as it is that there just hasn't been a recording of a lot of the contributions and a lot of the actions that have been taken by Black individuals here in Canada, across Canada, from the Maritimes all the way to BC. There's a deep-rooted history here of Black folks and of Black excellence, and some that have you know, perused and have been spread out through generations. So being able to have a month where we can celebrate those things is extremely important, especially in a space where I know a lot of my friends and family who are centered here in Canada feel like, you know, there usually isn't visibility of Black individuals and their stories and their experiences here.
Tiara Cash in conversation with former CJSF intern Vivian, talking about the importance, the history and the importance of Black History Month here in Canada. One, the kind of conversation that you hear every week here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And this week, we're asking that you reflect that contribution with a financial contribution of your own by going to cjsf.ca/donate and making a pledge, a contribution to support this radio station. You can make one-time payments of any amount. We suggest starting at $35, but anything is great. Or you can do monthly payments starting at $10 a month. And that's a great way to provide lasting, steady support to us here at CJSF without necessarily breaking the bank. So a cool, well, maybe not cool, just a simple way to break it up differently, which you can do at cjsf.ca/donate. One of my favorite conversations that I've had on the program in the last year since we did this fundraising thing last year. Thank you, by the way, to anyone who donated last year and helped the station and this show reach our goals. And if you donated last year and haven't yet this year, would love if you could do it again, because we love and appreciate recurring donors like my parents, who have also pledged $50 to this program, bringing the show total up to $100. Still about 18 minutes to get to that $150 goal. So I hope you will join my parents if you're a recurring donor, or join Jamie if you are a first time or never previously have donated, and go to cjsf.ca/donate now to make a contribution. I had started to say that one of my favorite contributions, one of my favorite conversations that I have had in the last year since doing Fund Drive last year was my interview with Rose L. Williams, a visual artist and expressive arts therapist who I interviewed in the context of the East Side Culture Crawl. I had a great conversation with Rose at her studio in Strathcona, and got back to the studio to edit it and realized that I had not pushed record on the recorder, and it had just been blinking in standby mode for the hour or so that we chatted away. So that was a gut punch, but it did mean that I got to meet up with Rose once again and have another great conversation, which we did record. I did that down at our remote studio in Vancouver's downtown East Side, which your generous financial contributions support us in having that remote studio. Makes it easier for people to access the studio space to record interviews or even broadcast their show live without having to come all the way up the mountain. I know Parsa, host of At This Time of Day, is going to be doing his show this evening from our downtown studio. So make sure to tune in for that. Tune into Fund Drive all day and make a donation to your favorite show by going to cjsf.ca/donate. Anyway, I had this conversation with Rose L. Williams, and it was about her art and her particular process and all that. But like many conversations here on this program and others, it ends up being about bigger, higher concept things as well. Talking about, you know, ritual and maybe even magic. And I think about that a lot in terms of radio and how I come in and I do basically the same ritual to prepare for my show every day. And then, you know, I do the incantations, I push the right buttons, and then we've got this magical broadcast conversation between me and you happening every week. So if you want to support the magic, can go to cjsf.ca/donate now and make a contribution. And if that doesn't move you, listen to this interview with Rose L. Williams, this clip of the interview, and maybe that will inspire you to go to cjsf.ca/donate and make a contribution to Fund Drive 2023. You've been saying how your work is sort of this confluence of the biological, the sort of fascination with the natural world, and then this dealing with some sort of internal forces, situation, whatever, and putting that into your art. But then there's also this sort of almost ritual element, like when you think about pulling the dresser back and painting on it and then putting it back and then just doing that repetitiously. Do you find now that when you're creating art, is there still that sort of element of the ritual in it for you?
Absolutely. 100%. And very astute of you to see that part of it, Jesse, because for me, that's a big part of the whole kind of internal healing process as well as the creative process. They kind of go hand in hand for me. Because when I was 12 years old, I had this horrible pain. We were camping with my family out in the woods, and my brothers and all his friends were there, and I felt embarrassed to say that I was in pain, but it was excruciating. And it turned out it was from my period, but not normal. I had endometriosis, and quite severe. And it was outside of the normal organs that people think it affects. So for me, it was affecting my kidney and my bladder and a whole bunch of organs. Wow. And ligaments that you need to like walk and stuff. So it was misdiagnosed for a really long time, like mm-hmm. 30 years, basically. But from that age and onwards and through single parenting and trying to survive as an artist and trying to go to school, I had to learn how to deal with it. And one of the ways was not just, like when I say art helped save me, it's not just the art, I make the art, but as you say, it's the ritual associated with it. And the way that I do it, I collect leaves, I collect bark, I collect lichens, so part of going on the walk is part of the ritual, taking the photos while I'm doing it, and then cooking up the dye from those materials, taking the leaves, collecting recycled fabric and bits and pieces of metal that I make the metal salts from, is all kind of ritualistic. And in so doing, you know, like that's kind of like expressive arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I did go on to study at Langara Expressive Arts Therapy in my development. And I was already a single parent. And people would ask me, like, how do you get through all, like, you've had so many surgeries and, like, waiting so long before you got diagnosed or treated. Like, how did you live? And I have to admit, there were times when I didn't want to keep living. And if they'd had made back in the day, I would have taken it. But I had to find a way. They didn't have made. And I did it by making art, and I would lose myself in the creative process. Like a lot of artists talk about, they didn't even know how much time passed while they were making art, or they weren't hungry, or they didn't hear the phone ring, because you're taken away to a different place in your own mind. So that's kind of like tapping into the beneficial healing properties of the imagination. And because I had figured that out on my own, I went and studied expressive arts therapy so that I could help other people kind of like, well, how can that help you? If in our imagination we can have perseverating thoughts or just be re-traumatizing ourselves with memories that were difficult when they happened, but they're memories now, it's our imagination that power is held in. So equally, we can tap into that same power. And I mean, that's all art therapists or expressive arts therapists are helping people do, is tap into that beneficial quality of your imagination. It's not just make-believe. Anybody who talks about how they changed their lives, even from changing their life from addiction and going through rehab, you have to imagine yourself there.
Right. Positive self-talk or thought or whatever you're doing, you are using your imagination to think of the situation as differently from how it is.
Why donate to CJSF 90.1 FM's annual fund drive? To help fund independent journalism in a rapidly shifting media landscape. To support local and independent artists in getting invaluable airplay they won't find anywhere else. To provide a platform for underrepresented and marginalized voices, and to feel awesome about contributing to your community. Be awesome with us. Donate to CJSF 90.1 FM. Our fund drive runs now, and you can donate at cjsf.ca/donate.
Be awesome. Whoa. Be awesome with us. Go to cjsf.ca/donate and help support the magic. Help support the wonder of imagination that is really what drives so many of the people behind the scenes here making radio, making programming for you, for themselves, for the community, all just imagining what we want to hear, what they want to hear, what you want to hear on the radio, and doing our best to transmute that imaginary thing into reality through the magic of radio and broadcasting. Campus community radio broadcasting is, like, to be honest, my entire life. Since I came to university here at Simon Fraser University, I started in 2005, but since 2009 or so, I have been involved with this campus community radio station, CJSF, for the whole time, whether as a volunteer or I had a couple of student summer positions, well, I guess just one. I was a member of the exec committee as the production coordinator for a while, and for the last few years, I've been the public affairs and talk coordinator here. So I really recognize the power and the value of campus community radio here. The number of interesting people I have met who I never would have met, the conversations I've had, the way it has shaped my worldview and my values. I cannot say enough how important this is to me and to lots of other people, and I'm sure to you. I am an extreme example, having sort of dedicated the last half of my life, not the final half of my life, the most recent half of my life, anyway, to campus community radio. But I know that you have the same feelings in a different magnitude or in different ways, because you're tuned in, you're listening. You come here every week to hear whatever it is we might have going on, to hear whatever interesting story might be playing on Speak Up, to hear whatever great new local release is being played on any number of shows, to hear video game music, to hear blues, to hear jazz, any and all genres right here on CJSF, and including hilarious parody music, which we are going to get to. I know there are other Weird Al stands out there like myself. If you love Weird Al, you can, why not do something weird and awesome and donate a weird amount of money to CJSF 90.1 FM's fund drive, or a normal amount of money, $35, $50, $90.1. $150, who knows? Whatever you are able to contribute, we would greatly appreciate it. I would greatly appreciate it. I really appreciate those of you who have donated already. Anyone who's thinking about donating, please do. It's a great thing. It feels good, and it will help us continue to do this awesome, weird, uncommon radio thing that we do. Thank you. I will be back next week. Please continue to tune in to CJSF's Fun Drive. We're going until Sunday night, and you can make a donation at any time by going to cjsf.ca/donate, or you can go to fundrive.cjsf.ca for more information. And now I will leave you with, I think, the crown jewel of my From the Archives digging over the last year. Well, my crown jewel. You might have a different thought, having listened for the last year of Thursdays. Put that in the notes for your donation, if that's the case. But we are going to hear the inimitable Weird Al Yankovic with his parody of Coolio's Gangster Paradise. This is Amish Paradise on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the Fun Drive edition. One more time, you can go to cjsf.ca/donate to share your love, to share in the awesomeness, to reinforce how much you care about this radio station, this little radio station that could, here at CJSF 90.1 FM, cjsf.ca/donate. See you next time.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. Oh, we've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're all crazy men.
Awesome. AWESOME. Adjective. Definition 1. Informal. Extremely good. CJSF 90.1 FM has been making awesome campus community radio programming on the FM dial for 20 years. Definition 2. Formal. Extremely impressive or daunting or inspiring great admiration. Listener support for CJSF 90.1 FM is awesome. Support Campus Community Radio today by donating to CJSF's fund drive at cjsf.ca/donate.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
D. Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.